I would like to start reading in the book of Acts, chapter 26. Acts 26, verse 13. At midday on the way, I saw, O King, a light above the brightness of the sun, shining from heaven round about me, and those who were journeying with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against goats. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord says, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up and stand on thy feet. For this purpose have I appeared to thee, to appoint thee to be a servant and a witness, both of what thou hast seen and of what I shall appear to thee in taking thee out from among the people and the nations to whom I send thee, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance amongst them that are sanctified by faith in me. Colossians 1, verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And one verse in John 20, verse 27. Then he says to Thomas, Bring thy finger here, and see my hands, and bring thy hand and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing. The prophet Haggai refers to the people of God in a difficult time. And he says to them that God's word is, consider your ways. You have been sowing a lot and you have got little. You have been eating a lot and you are not nourished. Drunk a lot, your thirst is not satisfied. Earned a lot. And he says the money had been in a bag with holes. I think we don't have to wait long. We just can notice that we are at such times where things from the human point of view are lacking. Lacking particularly in their value for us. So I thought of the transformation of the gospel. The gospel works in transformation. It goes to unbelievers, and the object is to turn to them believers. It goes to believers, and the object is to turn them into worshippers. That is a very important point to remember, that the gospel is addressed as God's message to each one of us. If you believe, you will find that the gospel works in you. And if you don't believe yet, this is still the time of grace. You know, about 2,000 years ago, a perfect man, came here, worked miracles, even to the point of raising dead people. And the result of it, from a man point of view, he ended up with a wrong condemnation by men, he ended up on the cross. Why did the Lord Jesus, who was God, accept the cross? It has been for me and for you. Why for me? Because I am a sinner. I cannot do anything to help myself. And I think you will find that for yourselves. Wrong thoughts, things that shouldn't happen, happen in our lives. They come in. And we soon, if we are honest with ourselves, we soon realize we are sinners and we need the Lord Jesus. You know, that verse of the hymn we read speaks of the Lord as my Savior. Can you say that? Can you say that tonight? And is that in your heart in such a way that you can appreciate the change that the gospel has made in the heart when it sank in? I've read about Paul, Saul rather. He was a man on his own way, just as each one of the creatures. And apart the fact he was specially appointed to be a servant, but I particularly wanted to point out to the change that happened in Saul in a short time. You know, the scripture is very accurate. It says that it was midday. Now, normally, midday, you have got a very good light. And yet the light that was there was stronger than the normal light. That is the light from God. It shines and is going to turn, to transform your heart. That is the gospel working in each one. And Saul had to accept it. He had to ask who was speaking to him. And the Lord very simply said, "I am Jesus." Have you heard that for yourself? You know, you might have heard the gospel many times, but have you had a contact with the Lord Jesus? Have you heard him speaking to your heart? Have you listened to his words? He gives instructions to Saul that might be very different from the instructions he gives to us, to each one of us. But it doesn't matter. Each servant is to the Lord himself. Each creature is to the Lord himself. He knows what to do with us. He said to Saul here, who became then the Apostle Paul, he said that he was going to go to the nations, that is ourselves, in order that they might receive the same transformation, or a similar transformation. He said to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light. Think for a moment of the power that there is in such an action. Remember the Creator God who separated darkness from light. You know, I was reading recently some sentences of the most acknowledged agnostic turning to the end to their lives. And one of them was heard to say, I'm plunging into darkness. Imagine that. Who of us would take a step and throw themselves into darkness? You wouldn't do that. And God is offering the opportunity tonight that we may be turned from darkness to light. Amen. A light that is stronger than the light of the sun. Is the Son, the Lord Jesus himself. He is the light. There won't be any need of sun in the future because the Son, the Lord himself, will be the light. And this is the power of God turning these poor nations in which we are included from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. What a wonder, what a wonderful action God can do. Think of the appearing of sin at the beginning in the scene of the creation, the power of Satan that was there working, and think of the attack of the enemy for the Lord himself and for his disciples. And yet God is going to nullify that power, and we can turn to him. He has the power for our hearts, in order that we may receive the light and we may receive the blessing. So any unbeliever can experience this. It says that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified. Now, remission of sins is necessary in order that we may have access to a righteous God. We cannot go in his presence in our sinful state, but a righteous God can receive a justified sinner. And a justified sinner is a sinner who has received the remission of sins. They have been taken away, washed away by the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, and his side was pierced, and blood came out, and that blood can wash my sin and your sins. This is the beautiful news of the gospel, the glad tidings of God, addressed to you straight away. Imagine receiving a letter with your name on it, and that is exactly coming to you tonight, is the message from God, so that an unbeliever can be turned to a believer, receive an inheritance amongst the sanctified. Inheritance is not something worthy in this world, is not money or gold or properties, but it is a portion in the blessing of God, a portion that comes straight to you because the Lord has made it possible. Now to turn to believers, I thought of this expression of Paul in writing to the Colossians. He says that he's giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light. Now, we have spoken of the inheritance, but there is something that can be shared with all those who have been bought by the Lord Jesus. So the Lord is working on the individual, but there is a company of those who belong to him. And this is the inheritance worked out in those who have been sanctified, and they are all together enjoying these blessings. What a portion a believer has. He has a portion with the Lord himself. He has a portion with those that are around him and believe in the Lord Jesus. We are thinking of the faith in the heart and what it operates in each one of us. I understand that this passage is connected to a higher level, but we have to watch, to look at the transformation that the work of God can operate in the heart of each believer as well. And this is the power that comes from him. And he says that he goes to the origin of everything. He says, was delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Think of being brought from away from an authority, a negative authority, because the enemy is there, and being introduced into the kingdom of love, the son of his love. It's a sphere where the love of God is showed. So that is an experience for the believer. You know, I often think of the various phases in the pathway of faith. We have to accept and acknowledge that we are sinners. Then we have to ask for God's pardon. And then we can enjoy the fact that he makes us free. Redemption is available. We are ransomed, that is, we are acquired from the enemy and brought into the property of God. Are you belonging to God himself and to the Lord Jesus? This is a beautiful journey, I could say, that the soul does as soon as it comes into contact with God himself. So, this kingdom is the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. One could say it seems inverted. It goes from the higher point to the origin, but that is very important. Our history is there. We have started there. We have been forgiven, and we have been brought into this blessing, and we have enjoyed redemption, and we now can enjoy God's love. So the pathway is open, and being open, we have to progress in it, and the gospel has that in view also. That is why I read in John, because Thomas believed that who the Lord was, but he didn't believe in his resurrection. So it's very fine how the Lord deals with him, but I wanted to point out to what the Lord says: be not unbelieving, but believing. You know, this is something that is very, very important. I feel sometimes that we need to be reminded to be believing believers. I mean, to live really the faith that is in our hearts and the link with our Lord Jesus. This is the effect of the transformation that the gospel can work. A transformation that is there, because the Lord's work will always be accomplished. The word of God will accomplish the reason, the purpose for which it has been sent, and the work of God will be finished according to his plan. You remember the creation? At the end, God saw that everything was very good, and he rested. So the rest of God will be, where everything will be accomplished, and will be joining in that rest. But the path is needed in the heart of the believer in order that we may really prove in ourselves the effect of the gospel and the effect of faith. I know that these things are well known, but we have found at home that in these recent times we have been brought back to think more deeply of what we have been able to enjoy. Sometimes we have enjoyed, well, I speak for myself, I have enjoyed things without really giving them the right value. But the Lord is giving us something that is very precious. You know, it's a treasure to God. We are a treasure to God because we have costed his son's death and crucifixion. And therefore, we have become a treasure. And what he gives to us is out of his treasure. Deuteronomy reminds the people that they will be given out of the treasure of heaven. And this is exactly what is happening now for a believing believer. He has a link with the Lord, and he knows that what is coming is out of the precious treasures of God himself. And one of the treasures is certainly the gospel that comes to us. How thankful we are that we have been able to preserve the gospel preaching, and that it can still reach our hearts and be offered to anyone who is available for listening to it. So I trust we are encouraged. I just wanted to point out a final point. A believer that is alive in his faith needs the Holy Spirit. And I particularly think of our dear young ones. This is a point that is very needed to be remembered. You know, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus, and you know your link with him, and you enjoy some blessings, you have to grow in them. And for that, you need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is really the life in you. That is why I said a believing believer, because you are living it. It's the life that comes into you. It's the life of the Lord Jesus himself. There are many, many more things that could be said about it, but don't forget about the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is available. It has been promised by the Lord, and he has come. And is now here in this scene of darkness and refusal, and is here in order to bring what is of the Lord to the heart of the believers. He shall take of mine and announce it to you. So what we are receiving now comes straight from the Lord. Is his own or mine given to you. So you can meditate and go at home and meditate in your young heart and turn to the Lord and to God in prayer in order to be enlightened in the various phases of the pathway of a believer in order to receive the full benefit of the message that God is sending personally to each one of you. May the Lord bless the world.
Amen.